I think I can beat her. I know I can beat her because I have better ideas about how to solve the problems that this district faces, quite simply. And again, this is a race about ideas. When I go knocking door to door, I talk to Republicans, I talk to Democrats, I talk to everybody that will listen, and I listen to them. And the exchange of ideas has been very interesting and very educational for me. And it's confirmed what I already know, is that people in this district are very concerned. People are concerned about a huge budget deficit in Tallahassee, and is that going to mean tax cuts or tax increases at a time when we really can't afford them? That's what people are concerned about. And I think that, and this has been borne out by recent national elections, I don't think political labels play the role that they used to anymore. Just because I am a Republican, that doesn't really tell you that much about me, because the Republican Party is a very big tent. And so I have a lot in common ideologically with moderate Democrats and they with me. So I don't think that political labels play an important role in this. And I don't necessarily think that the registration levels are going to be indicative of the vote.
You mentioned that some of your positions are similar to moderate Democrats, and some of those that I've read about have been about perhaps gay adoption and gay marriage.
With respect to the gay adoption issue, Florida is, from what I understand, the only state in the country. 49 other states don't have what Florida has, which is a per se prohibition against gay adoption. And frankly, I think Florida is on the wrong side of that issue. When 49 other states are doing something differently than we are, that doesn't necessarily mean we're wrong, but I think it's something that we should consider. Why are 49 other states doing something differently than Florida? And I think it's changing in the courts. I know that there had been moves and cases and opinions that hold that per se prohibition against gay adoption is unconstitutional. So I think the issue probably is going to be decided in the courts as opposed to the legislature. But that being said, I have many, many, many friends who are gay and who have been together for years and years and years, and quite frankly think that they would be phenomenal parents. And when the government, I'm essentially a libertarian at heart, and when the government starts legislating morality or what it perceives as morality, it makes me very squeamish. I don't think that's the government's role. And so that's not something that I would be interested in, legislating morality and having the government get in the way of something like that.
You've mentioned the crisis in Tallahassee, the budget crisis. Either projects are going to have to be slashed some more, or there's going to have to be some revenue increases. What would happen if you go to Tallahassee? How would you help fix the budget crisis?
Well, one of the geniuses of our political system is what's called federalism, which is that all states are free to solve their own individual problems in their own individual way. And I think one of the reasons why that's such a genius political system is so that, for example, we as Floridians can say, hey, we have these problems. Let's look at some other states that have similar problems and see how they handled them. And one example that I've used is Governor Schweitzer. In Montana has had a similar problem with respect to budget deficits and revenue shortfalls. And what he did is order an across the board 5% cut for every single agency, governmental agency. And so it's things like that that I think we can look at and say, hey, that state did that and that worked well for them. And that maybe that's something that we should look at. So the short answer is that I think we need to make drastic cuts. We need to shrink the size of the state government. We need to be more efficient and get a better product for a lower cost. And government doesn't do that well. Government is not efficient. And if companies ran if companies operated the way that a state government operates, they'd be out of business. And so that's why I think that we need to take a very serious look at every dollar that we spend, and also look at ways that we can grow our economy. And I don't think tax increases are the way to do that. I think this is quite the opposite. I think history shows us that when we cut taxes, generally revenues increase. So a couple of things I think we need to do is ease the tax burden on Floridians, ease the regulatory burdens on businesses, and do things to attract businesses to move into the state, and in turn, they'll provide higher paying and more jobs.